grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. Dom and Crouse are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The 4 o'clock happy hour gets happier all the time. A fine guest coming soon, Deborah Kerr, a candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction. Got to think what her title would be if she wins. And I got Lenny Mattioli, a fine retailer of e-bikes right here in the West Side. Lenny, welcome back, man.
Hey, it's good to be back. I love being on the air. I wish I could hear myself in this headset.
Oh, I can turn it up for you. I can help you out there, fella. How about now?
Wow, is that great. Radio's so cool. If it only had a picture, it'd be television.
You're on the picture, man. And I got to tell you, you're looking handsome, and I don't often say that to men.
I got all dialed up to be on the air, but there's no picture. It's just radio is like a TV with no picture.
Well, they got to tune into the Facebook live stream or the Periscope. There's different ways to watch Lenny and all his.
You just went beyond my skill set.
Well, you're looking sexy and glorious over there. And I got to tell you.
Let's tell Tara that.
I got to envy you, sir. You got lots of hair.
Well, you know, and I'm going to be 89 in May, so.
Come on.
No. 78, actually.
Well, you know, that's still a fairly ripe and jovial age, but when you get to 100, then you accomplish something, Len.
And I'll still be working the retail unless I have to go to work in a walker. Then I'll just set up a table in front of the store and play Monopoly.
Len, before we try to.
With real money.
Before we try to sell some e-bikes.
Yes.
What are the Cubs' prospects this year?
They're going to finish somewhere between first and last. I don't think their prospects are very good. I hope this year that they play baseball, unlike last year when they simply played home run derby. Imagine you have the tying run on second with one out and the guy swinging from the heels. Give me a break.
They won the division, though. Hooray. Yay.
The Cubs did?
Yeah, they won the division.
Then they got beat in the first round.
Yeah, but they won the division.
That means beat the Brewers.
That means there was plenty of other teams who wish they're in their position. So I'll give
That's true.
Lenny, over at the bike shop, I was there recently. And first of all, let me thank you. Your team serviced my son's Benatelli, and it was cheaper than promised, and that never happens.
Yeah, I got to talk to those guys.
could have ticked them for a few more bucks. And I got to tell you, Len, they said it'll take a week, and like 3 days later, I got a text, and it was ready. So much like our president, they underpromised and overdelivered, and I appreciate that. Well, unlike Whitey Whitey Talk Radio,
you know. A bicycle shop is only as good as its service department. That happens to be a serious fact.
You got a lot of guys working in the back.
We had a manufacturer's rep. He reps three different brands of e-bikes. He reps Diamondback, and he reps High Bike, and he reps iZip bikes, which are great. And he said, you know how many times your service department helps out my customers, his dealers around the country? He's a traveling manufacturer's rep. He said they don't ever call for a diagnostic. All they ever have to do is sometimes order a part. Where do you get those guys? I said, over the years, and you don't let them go.
Yeah, you got to keep good people. I got the best over there. Lenny, here's what I know doesn't
make
you happy.
He's so handsome. Is that what you meant by the best?
Oh.
The engineer is quite handsome.
I like Brian actually because he makes me look better. But
it's the Fu Manchu guys.
Lenny. We're short on time, man. I got to ask you.
Yeah.
You got any e-bikes left to sell? Buddy, the COVID's closing the factories. So what do you got, like three bikes in the showroom?
It's shocking. Oh, no. Oh, no. I am not a rookie at retailing. I saw this coming.
Yeah.
And I have semi-loads of e-bikes arriving. We got one this week. We have one coming in on April 20th. It was ordered in November and supposed to have been here at the beginning of April. But in this market, I feel I'm doing pretty good. I actually spend about a third of my working day trying to get bikes, procuring bikes, calling China, calling manufacturers, manufacturers' representatives, distribution centers, even other dealers. Hey, you got some bikes you want to sell to me?
Lenny, my wife took her car in for servicing 3 weeks.
3 weeks to get a single part.
What kind of a car?
Toyota.
Oh my gosh.
It's not like you never heard of it. Toyota.
We shouldn't take that for granted. I mean, 3 weeks for a Toyota, maybe some specialty car or something, or a specialty bike. That's just too long. Somebody's got to get on Toyota, because I'm sure the dealer wants to get the car in and out as quickly as he can. But you know what it is? This is my opinion. There's just too many darn spreadsheets. Everybody's clicking on the spreadsheet. No one's pushing the computer back and thinking, how many cars do we have rolling around out there? How many of them are going to need water pumps or belts or distributors? Well, they don't use distributors anymore, or electronic parts of certain types. I can't see that being done. And I've gone to electric bike manufacturers and pounded on the desk, and I'm being serious. Literally, I said,
I have no doubt you have.
Don't give me that B and S word. Don't give me that, because all you're telling me is you didn't think ahead.
Well, Lenny, you thought ahead. You got lots of e-bikes for people to choose from, and the weather is going to be glorious. So
I hope.
Research Park in Odana Road, and e-bikes starting from like $780.
$780, and let me tell you, it's no dumpy thing to be ashamed of. That bike rides great. It'll go 35 miles on a charge. It's got plenty of power. The only problem is it only comes in black.
Sales and service, they got it over at Crazy Lenny's e-bike. Don't get left behind. Supplies limited. Not so much for Lenny, but for the rest. Supplies limited. Lenny.
There's some bikes you got to wait for. Come on in before mid-April, when it gets really crazy. You got to take a number to get waited on.
And don't forget, go Brewers. Beat those Cubs.
Yeah, who can afford to watch them?
I cannot.
Yeah, many Americans.
Later in the season, cheaper tickets, but I won't be going to opening day.
But, you know, two tickets and pay for parking, you buy an e-bike for $780.
Probably could. Lenny, you don't have to try one. You don't have to buy one. Just try one.
Yeah, there you go.
I stepped on your line, Len.
No, that's okay. You don't have to try out an e-bike. You should, though, because when you do, you'll buy one.
Crazy Lenny's e-bikes on Odana Road. Come back. Deborah Kerr, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Schools.